Chapter 3. Remind them to be subject to principalities and authorities, to obey rule, and to every good work to be ready. Of no one to speak evil, not to be quarrelsome, gentle, showing all meekness to all men. For we were once, also we, thoughtless, disobedient, led astray, serving desires and pleasures manifold, in malice and envy living, odious, hating one another. And when the kindness and the love to men of God our Saviour did appear, not by works that are in righteousness that we did, but according to his kindness, he did save us, through a bathing of regeneration, and a renewing of the Holy Spirit, which he poured upon us richly, through Jesus Christ our Saviour, that having been declared righteous by his grace, as we may become according to the hope of life age during. Steadfast is the word, and concerning these things I counsel thee to affirm fully, that they may be thoughtful, to be leading in good works, who have believed God, these are the good and profitable things to men. And foolish questions, and genealogies, and contentions, and strivings about law, stand away from, for they are unprofitable and vain. A sectarian man, after a first and second admonition be rejecting, having known that he hath been subverted, who is such, and doth sin, being self-condemned. When I shall send Artemas unto thee, or Tychicus, be diligent to come unto me to Nicopolis, for there to winter I have determined. Zenas the lawyer and Apollos bring diligently on their way, that nothing to them may be lacking. And let them learn, ours also, to be leading in good works to the necessary uses, that they may not be unfruitful. Salute thee do all those with me, salute those loving us in faith, the grace is with you all.